Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm the host of the show. Also, I am the CEO of Mage LLC, the management consulting firm. This is Radio Entrepreneurs, and anybody who's interested, if you want to connect to our show like the other 800,000 people that have over the years, just download on your smartphone Radio Entrepreneurs. Just type it in, get the app. I'll make sure that my executive producer is getting the app working. I don't know if he checks it every day, but sometimes it's up, sometimes it's down. I think my next guest fits into a category, multiple categories, so she's the only guest of this kind I've ever had. Someone I've known for years. I love this person. I have a bias. Marsha Wagner, founder, managing partner of the Wagner Law Group, but not only that, minority-owned firm, ERISA-owned firm, entrepreneur with four offices, I think.
Five
law offices.
Soon to be six.
Specialty of the law that no one else I know really focuses in on. You know, you cover more ticks on a list, on a checklist, than anybody I know.
Well, thank you.
Mother, family person, always family first. I know that. So, you know, today I want to focus on you, the entrepreneur. When you were in law school, did you know you were going to be an entrepreneur?
When I was in law school, I don't think I really understood what the practice of law was all about. I would say that within my first 2 months of practicing law, I realized it is a business. And how did I realize that? I started practicing in September of 1987. The stock market crashed in October of 87. The vast majority of associates at the firm I was working were laid off in November of 87. Who was not laid off? Those who had practices of their own. It was at that point I realized that I needed to control my fate. I wasn't laid off, and the only reason I wasn't is because I was a tax lawyer, and very few people wanted to go into that area.
Right.
So I knew then, you need to control your fate, own your clients, and be in an area of law that you understand and very few others do. With all of that, I decided to become an ERISA lawyer.
Why ERISA? Because, you know, until I knew you, I knew nothing about ERISA. I probably still know nothing. Mm-hmm. But I go around, I meet lawyers every week. I work with lawyers almost every day with businesses and especially family businesses. And they know nothing about ERISA. And it's funny, when I mention ERISA, if they know anything about ERISA, they usually say, Marsha Wagner. It's kind of
fantastic.
Funny. It's almost like it's Pavlovian.
Oh, fantastic. Because I started out, as I said, as a tax lawyer. And why a tax lawyer? Because I studied economics and I wanted to keep whatever I was doing conceptually consistent with my knowledge base. And the more I got into the tax, I realized the Internal Revenue Code really is the underpinning of our civil society. And then I realized, well, pensions and benefits is truly the crux of where the Internal Revenue Code is going. And that is ERISA. That was a very, very thought out and thoughtful process. And ERISA itself encompasses areas that we are now struggling with as a country that I kind of intuited would be issues in the late 80s. What are the issues? Well, pension benefits. Welfare benefits, the Affordable Care Act, for example, is all under ERISA, and executive compensation, the whole division between workers and management. Everything that we're really grappling with, seriously, as a society, has a firm basis within ERISA. It's a technical law. You need to be a tax lawyer, I think, first and foremost, to understand it and apply it, and then also have a really good understanding of litigation, of labor law, and of contracts. That is why very few people go into this area, but it's extremely important. It's a multi-trillion dollar industry, and the issues we grapple with as a society with respect to our social net all have a basis. The chassis is ERISA.
You've blown me away. I really am. It's so much so that I have too many questions going through my head, but I just... You know, you go into an area of the law, there's a lot of knowledge that you need to learn. There's mm-hmm. a lot of risk. A lot of entrepreneurial attorneys I know, they don't practice law. You
right.
practice law.
I practice law.
And you've built a practice of five offices There's a lot of risk there too.
Soon to be six.
Yeah, but there's a lot of risk in any business. But mm-hmm. but practicing law is a full time job if you're going to do it well. Mm-hmm. And then opening up six offices, there's a lot of risk in that too. How do you manage to juggle all that? Because you are truly an entrepreneur.
Thank you. I think that I get a lot of strength from my core beliefs. And my core beliefs are, we're in the hands of God. I am a believer. I'm a perfect person of faith. I get a lot of strength from knowing that my children are good, and I want them to look at me with respect over the years. And I get a lot of strength and energy from the people who work here, who have the faith that I and they can keep this wonderful enterprise going for years and years and decades and make it bigger than any one of us individually. It is a wonderful team effort. And it's actually, I care for the people who work here and deeply and passionately in a very real way. I am imperfect. They are imperfect. But we accept each other and we try to keep this enterprise afloat and in good faith. And when you do things in good faith, and this is not Pollyanna-ish, this is real hard numbers in business, but when you work and you proceed in good faith, then you know what? God and your clients and your friends and your colleagues and your employees and your partners forgive the mistakes, and the mistakes become de minimis with respect to the successes that you have. So it's all contextual.
You know, unbelievable interviewing you. It's unusual for me. I'll say that again. Growing. It's not about your philosophy of marketing and entrepreneurship. It's about the need for ERISA and to clarify ERISA to the marketplace. Could you give me a little bit of insight and our listeners an insight about that as well? Why is the market demanding more offices from you? Why aren't others doing this area?
First and foremost, you need to have a service and a product that is of the best quality and caliber, especially in an area that has so much importance and so much legal liability and risk. So I built the mountain first, the mountain of knowledge. And people are coming to the mountain. And now, a little late in the game, I'm learning how important marketing and sales, et cetera, is. But I did things almost in the opposite way. I built the knowledge base the hard way, really by being in the salt mines of the practice for, I would say, a solid decade before I felt competent enough to truly sell and market. I've been doing this area of law now for 30 years. It goes by quickly when you love something and when you feel something's important. So why is ERISA important and who are we selling to? To reiterate, it's important from a societal point of view. It is basically the underpinning of our social contract in a very material way, such as health insurance, fringe benefits, pension benefits, profit sharing, executive compensation. How do we incentivize people? How is our Internal Revenue Code utilized to incent companies to do what's in the best interest of employees, et cetera?
So are you also an historian? Do you know
absolutely.
The whole evolution of ERISA?
I've been part of the evolution of ERISA. Most of the major changes in this law since I've been practicing, this law firm or myself personally have been involved in. Who do we market to and why? Who needs our services and why? It really depends on where you sit in the process. Plan sponsors need help, consultative and legal help in developing plans that are legal and fixing them when they're illegal and determining what type of benefits they should utilize as they grow, as they engage in mergers and acquisitions. If you're creating the product, if you're a distributor of, for example, a mutual fund family, how do we distribute this appropriately to 401k providers? If we are record keepers, what are our fiduciary responsibilities? If we're custodians, what do we do with respect to pension plans? If we are insurance brokers, how does the Affordable Care Act affect us? Do we need wrap plans and wrap documents where the insurance companies do not provide legal advice? If I am an executive, how do I know that my stock options are valid? I just got a call the other day from somebody that will likely be doing an IPO. And the question is, should we have a change in control plan? How do our severance plans work? How do I know that with the new owners in a publicly traded corporation, I will be treated fairly? This is all a very important, and how ERISA impacts and affects you really depends on where you sit in the industry.
Marcia, truly outstanding. You know how I feel about you. Always have.
It's
pretty
mutual.
Consistent. If somebody wants to find you and find the firm and the multiple offices, how would they do that?
Just click on to www.wagnerlawgroup.com.
Great. Thank you, Marcia. I hope we get you on the show many, many more times.
Thank you.
Great. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I am totally blown away. Had a great time, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.